Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I'm bringing Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a poem. And I call those odd things wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat tonight, which I will tell you about later. But for now, I want to start off with one of my all-time favorite songs. I know I've got a few of these. This particular one is by Willie Nelson. And it's City of New Orleans. And I just think it's a classic. I love it. So here is Willie Nelson with City of New Orleans.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cars, penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. Cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America. be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
City of New Orleans by Willie Nelson. Next up is Key Largo by Bertie Higgins. A song of remembering being in love. Wonderfully wistful for me. Key Largo.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo.
That was Key Largo by Bertie Higgins. Next up is Enrique Iglesias singing Hero. This song was a really big hit many years ago, and I went to a concert with Enrique Iglesias, and this song was probably at its peak about that time. And he had a woman from the audience, picked randomly, I assume, come up on stage with him, and he sang the song to her. And it was a moving experience. I think every woman in the audience felt she was up there on stage with this handsome, talented young man singing to her, "I could be your hero." And I just think the words catch it all. So this is Enrique Iglesias singing Hero.
Thank you. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. Kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. My mind. Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. My breath away.
Enrique Iglesias singing Hero. I often mention that the country music songs, usually many of them fall into one of two categories, leavers and leavees. Either someone's brokenhearted, another done somebody wrong song, which is the most common, or someone's in the process of leaving and they're talking about it, leaving the person they've been with. But there's a third category that's almost as frequent, and that's where things are just going well. They're in the middle of the relationship. Love is working. And that's what this one is. This is Love is on a Roll by Don Williams.
I can't work late, although I need the money. I get home to my loving honey, she'll be there waiting, waiting impatiently. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. Usually I meet with the boys on Friday, only this morning she said this is my day. The look she gave me sent a shiver down into my soul. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll.
Love is on a Roll by Don Williams. I often put in gospel tunes in the show, and sometimes there are quiet things with beautiful harmony, like Doc Watson and Friends, and other times they're a little more boisterous. And gospel music ranges over quite a wide range. Some of it, like the next I'm going to play, could be called more like Christian rock, and that's what this is. But they all are just full of commitment and enthusiasm. And this is one of those. Victory in Jesus by Travis Cottrell.
Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
his healing, of his cleansing power revealing. How he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory, yeah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Here we go.
Victory in Jesus by Travis Cottrell. For those of you who are old enough to remember September 11, 2001, when the planes ran into the World Trade Center, it was a traumatic event for the world, really, but especially for the U.S., and even more so of those in the New York City area where I was. I was on my way to work that day. It was a day I always went in late. And I was driving across the Whitestone Bridge, and the traffic report wasn't coming on the radio like I wanted, and I wondered why. And then I heard the announcer say, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Well, I was on a bridge where I could see the World Trade Center. I looked up, and sure enough, off in the distance, I'd say maybe 7 miles away, I could see the World Trade Center, and I could see the smoke pouring out of it. Only the first plane had hit. And I had a digital camera. I took a few pictures way off in the distance and went on to work, not realizing how significant this event was. And it really shook the world. However, after that, a number of people, I think, tried to write songs to catch the moment, to communicate the pain, the fear. And this one I'm going to play for you, which is called Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, I think does the best job of it. It takes me back. It makes me remember what I felt then and what I still feel. This is Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning by Alan Jackson.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, or speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love.
And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Where were you when the world stopped turning? By Alan Jackson. Well, we're going to go from the worldview, the big perspective on mighty things that impact all of us, to the very, very personal. This is a 50s song called Three Coins in the Fountain, sung by the Four Aces. And it's from a movie. Three young women are in Rome, and they're all trying to find love. And they each toss a coin into the fountain there. There's a fountain where people throw coins and make a wish. And the movie tells us one of their wishes will come true. So this is the song of the women, each of them wishing, let it be me. And it has a wonderful, poignant feel to it. And as the movie goes on, it does come true for just one of them. Three Coins in the Fountain by the Four Aces.
Make it mine.
Make it mine.
Please make it mine.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers. Which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted. One heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine. Which one will the fountain bless? Coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine.
Just one wish will be granted. One heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine.
Three Coins in the Fountain by the Four Aces. Now we're going to jump genres again. This is, I often like to mention how I pick songs for the show. The main thing is that the entire song has to grab me, has to pluck my heartstrings or something. And I'm not sure what does that, but I do know that a critical part of it always it has to be, for me, good music. It has to have something about it that works for me as music, in addition to whatever message it has. And so sometimes that's a little strange, but works. Here's a song called If God Only Knew by D.D. McCallum. It has a very strong message, but somehow also the way it's delivered gets to me. It's so direct. The rhythm is so powerful. The voice is so clear. So this is If God Only Knew by D.D. McCallum.
God must be sleeping. God's on a bus. Or out of the office on a really long lunch. She's held up in traffic or walking a beach. Clearly got somewhere she cannot be reached. For if God only knew what's being done in her name, she'd realize the humans have all gone insane. She must not have noticed we're not doing well. And when she sees this nonsense, she'll be pissed as hell. We burn her best witches, refuse recompense for stolen land labeled God's providence. Armies line up and their hearts fill with pride, each one convinced they've got God on their side. If God only knew what's being done in her name, she'd realize the humans have all gone insane. She must not have noticed we're not doing well. And when she sees this nonsense, she'll be pissed as hell. Mom, little children walk into school. An eye for an eye is the new golden rule. Blow up a building, thrive on discord, then line up to claim your eternal reward. Oh, if God only knew what's being done in her name. Oh, if God only knew what's being done in her name. From crusades to jihad, we wage holy war. And when God finds out, she is gonna be sore. Once she discovers the damage we've done, she'll recall our brains and opposable thumbs. Oh, if God only knew what's being done in her name, she'd realize the humans have all gone insane. She must not have noticed we're not doing well. And when she sees this nonsense, we'll all rot in hell. Oh, if God only knew what's being done in her name. If God only knew, if God only knew, if God only knew.
If God Only Knew by D.D. McCallum. Next up is Paul Simon with Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Paul Simon is one of the most talented musicians that I've ever listened to, and he does so many things well. But the one point that I always get from his rhythms, he uses rhythms in ways that I've never heard anybody else use. And this song, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, catches that. There's also a story here. So listen to Paul Simon's story, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Awa, 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 try it like a leg on chan. Awa, awa, hot as in so in his anam chan. Awa, awa, sibona, wense, gaganja. Awa, awa, amantumbazane.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his 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 shoes. She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody you would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon. Well, it's time for tonight's Wombat. I mentioned earlier that I only play songs that I think are special and that really grab me. But my criteria for wombats is quite different. The wombat can be anything that I think I want in the show. And my musical standards are sometimes greatly reduced. So, for example, I will play things that I have sung and recorded. And I don't pretend for a moment that these are of the musical quality of the other things I pick. But I put them in there for a reason. So the next one is the song Everything is Beautiful. I have some great recordings of that one by Dolly Parton. This one's by me, sung a cappella. And I think of it as poetry. I like the words. So even though I'm singing it, I might as well be reading it. And I try and communicate what I think is the essence of the poem. So everything is beautiful in its own way, and I'm trying to say that to you. Tonight's Wombat, Everything is Beautiful, sung by Harry Baya. When I look out over a green field of clover, or watch the sun set at the end of the day, I get kind of moody when I see such beauty, and everything's beautiful in its own way. I see a fountain flow from a mountain, or see April's showers bring flowers to May. I can't help but ponder, life is such a wonder, and everything's beautiful in its own way. Words can't describe what I feel inside when I see the beauty in each coming day. What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold, and everything's beautiful in its own way. When I see the clouds form a black summer windstorm that uproots the harvest and hurls it away. In the midst of such anger, destruction, and danger, the storm's even beautiful in its own way. When I see the leaves drop from off of the treetops, or see the snow fall on a cold winter's day, my thoughts seem to wander into the blue yonder. God made all things beautiful in their own way. Words can't describe what I feel inside when I see the beauty in each coming day. What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold, and everything's beautiful in its own way. In its own way. That was today's Wombat. Harry Baya singing Everything's Beautiful in its own way. Next is a song that just breaks my heart every time I hear it. It's by an Australian. He wrote it. He's singing it. His name is Eric Boggle. And he's there in Australia where the national anthem almost of Australia is Waltzing Matilda. So he's talking about a veteran who goes off to the war and is damaged. And he comes home and he talks about what it was like after he comes back from the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Boggle.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the roller. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, oh, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Sula Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he primed himself well. He showered us with bullets, and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs, and we started all over again. And those that were left, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me off overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, oh, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum ten and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship sailed into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn, or to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. The old men march slowly, old bones stiff and sore. The tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda. The old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you'll come waltzing Matilda with me. And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
The band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Boggle. I've just got time to stick in about 1 minute of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and I'll put the rest of it in next week. So here it is. Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time for audience participation, and I want you to join me. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.